Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
Welcome into this bonus episode of the Bartholomew Town Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Bartholomew. Today, I take a run with members of the Run Club at the new Cambridge Innovation Center at the Wexford Building in Providence. Talking economic development with Rebecca Weber of CIC, the Boston Globe's Ed Fitzpatrick, and other members of the Run Club.
Our offerings certainly transcend office space, right, guys?
Yes.
Well, right now, we're about to take off across the new pedestrian bridge here. We're running. A lot of people who remain nameless are eating pastries right now, you know.
Dan McGowan.
Dan McGowan, even guilt couldn't pry you away from LaSalle Bakery. CIC Providence at the Wexford Building at 225 Dyer Street is a real linchpin in this community.
Sure.
We're not just the destination at the end of the bridge anymore. We're tying together historic parts of the community and hopefully helping the city grow accordingly. We've got two members of our team here.
I'm Margie, and I moved down from Boston Cambridge CIC to be part of this Providence project.
Really? So do you live in Providence now?
I do, sure do.
Whereabouts?
I live in the West End, right next to Dexter Park.
Nice. How do you like it?
It's great so far. There's lots going on. People are very friendly, which isn't always the case in Boston.
The case in Rhode Island either.
Okay, I have yet to encounter those people, so far... Everything's going good.
Well, keep on doing whatever you're doing then.
I know.
Margie was a key member of our launch team. She brought a lot of institutional knowledge from the Boston and Cambridge offices. And also, it's great to see how economic development is manifest in our team. We have two other colleagues who came down from Boston and Cambridge and now live in Providence and were equally critical in setting up our office.
I'm Mel. I was born and raised in Rhode Island, so this is home for me with husband.
Shout out Scituate, Mel.
Yeah.
Scituate.
Right.
Yeah. Nice.
Before this I was in the food industry. So this is the first time I've ever had like a 9-to-5 job and working with people who are doing all sorts of different things. And it's really cool to see like all the innovation and all the new ideas popping up just like within the companies that are here to grow with us.
What do you think it means for Providence, Mel? Or in Rhode Island more broadly?
Yeah, I think it's great for like job growth here and even like more interest. I think we have a lot of great universities and I think it'll probably play a really integral part in keeping the workforce here.
Let's do it!
Thanks, Ed.
I think the run sort of portrayed the atmosphere that you're trying to build here, sort of a campus, a communal environment that's also each person who's in here, Lisa, I suppose, is, curated and working on their own thing. Is that kind of an accurate?
Exactly, Bill. For two decades, CIC has managed to support thousands of companies. And we are the community in which our clients like Ed and the Boston Globe exist. And we hope that their existence in our community breeds better and differentiated and more exciting ideas. And that those ideas generate bigger, better conversation and support economic development as we drive innovative programming and opportunities for people to collaborate in our shared spaces.
Yeah, the Boston Globe is very excited to be here because it's right in the middle of everything. We've got three reporters, me, Dan McGowan, and Amanda Milkovitz here up on the third floor. And everybody wants to come visit. You know, they want to see the new place. And we hope to have some events here in the future, you know, have panel discussions about the issues that are facing Rhode Island. So it's a great place to be in. We get I'm sold because of the Run Club. I'm here.
We're making friends and running buddies here. It's really awesome.
Do you feel like you've already started to build relationships that are paying off even indirectly in a business context.
Yeah, so much
a better term.
Thanks to our clients, Ed and his team at the Globe are an absolute attraction here. We have other people who have become destinations because they're thought leaders in their space. And we were talking a little bit about access earlier, Bill. We want to make sure that Rhode Islanders feel like this is a space for really great ways to develop your ideas. I saw on the first day we had bagels at Move-In, and there was a young man who was part of the Mass Challenge cohort who struck up a conversation that became a business opportunity for him. That was within hours, watching that theory of density and community and collaboration driving results. So we have seen that, and we've seen the way that the pedestrian bridge has connected us to the rest of the city, and we see the way that people are starting to entertain the notion of interacting with our building, and we want to invite that. In fact, we're challenging especially creative not-for-profits to come to our space and to propose ways that they can think differently here and ways that they can do things better or separately or in ways that, that might be inspired by the sort of activity that's happening here. And we'd be glad to talk about ways that they can do that in a way that brings value to both parties.
Yeah, you really do see a lot of people out on the bridge. It's like the center of gravity has come a little bit south down here. You see guys from the State House, you see people, you know, lawyers and sources and everything, even in the building. We're running in some people who have some newsmakers. So it's been a lot of fun.
It's so exciting because we're industry agnostic here. And I think there's an option for companies at different levels of development and different levels of maturity, and to see the way that people have found their homes, either in our hot desks in our co-working space or in private offices, like you guys said. It's really great to see how people have made the space their own.
Last question, co-workings, this sort of mentality, kind of what's going to drive, in your mind, drive Providence forward, the industries of the future functioning in buildings like this? Is that how you see, I guess, a blueprint for taking the city to the next step?
I hope so, Bill, because I think it's giving people an opportunity to live here, to work here, and to grow here in every aspect of their life. And I think that by offering an entry-level product like co-working gives the most genuine impression of bringing people together and demonstrating the importance of collaboration and community. And can I close with a shout out to our launch party?
Please.
We are having a launch party on October 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wexford Building, 225 Dyer Street. All are welcome. We just ask that people RSVP. It's cic.com/Providence/launch. And I will give you that link, Bill.
/launch.
Launch, yes.
Yep,
okay. Yep, it is our launch party. It's our debut. There's going to be so much of a great representation of everything Rhode Island has to show off, and so much more from CIC as well. We're really excited.
Rebecca, Ed, Rhode Island legends right here in action. Look out.
Remember new episodes of the Bartholomew Town podcast every Tuesday and Friday on your preferred podcast app, ripodcast.com or bartholomewtown.com.